What up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of They See Me Rolling. I apologize for being MIA. Thank you guys for your support on the latest episode. And I'm sorry for the little disappearing act, the little time gap between last episode and this episode. And honestly, this isn't even going to be like a really episode. It's just going to be a rant, life update type vibe. Y'all, I am really going through it. I don't know what is going on. I know what's going on, but I don't know why it's hitting me so hard. Like, you know, you have your, I feel like for me, whenever I'm having a high, I have like a really high, and it's, I'm doing really well, I'm super successful, the money's flowing in, the whatever, good vibes. And then like I'll have like a setback, and then I'll have like a really low. So right now we're going through a low. CJ is doing great though, so don't even, it's not anything about him. It's all about me. And just, it's usually whenever there's a change in my schedule, and my schedule has majorly changed with this newest semester. So that's where y'all saw the gap. We went on vacation, and then I started a new semester in that same week, and it just effed me up, if we're being really honest. I haven't been able to recover. So, some updates. I'm quitting my job, my day job, I guess. It's just too much. It's too stressful. I don't like that I'm away from CJ, like, when I'm at school, but then I'm also away from him because I have to go to work. And it's like, I don't really need to work as much as I like to. I don't really need to. So I quit my job. I put my 2 weeks notice in because, you know, it was a professional courtesy to them. And so that'll end next week. So hopefully after that, content will be flowing out consistently for you guys. And then what's another update? I had tried to do this thing the podcast where I could do like subscription, where like if you subscribe, you get extra content. And I'm kind of glad that didn't work out because I was inconsistent with content anyways. But the way that it did, it basically locked down my Anchor account. So there was a week where I couldn't upload anything. Well, I could upload, but y'all wouldn't have been able to hear it, because I had accidentally locked down and put all my episodes on subscription, and I did not mean to do that. So if you paid that money after October, October 10th, I think, everything will be back up free and available. So I don't even know why I did that. Maybe I'll wait and try that again later on when I'll do some more research into that process, because I just did it and I was like, oh, perfect. You know, this and this episode will be locked down, but I ended up doing everything. So it really messed me up. And then outside of that, I have been doing really poorly with my exercising and eating habits. So if you see me in public and I look like a little beluga whale, or I look a little inflated, just mind your business, okay? Just mind your business. I'm getting back to it. CJ's finally old enough where I don't feel as bad leaving him alone. I'm doing my me time. I'm doing all this stuff. It's really my eating habits that have really been so bad. But, you know, it's the way that it goes, and I'm aware of it now, and I'm noticing it, and I'm making changes. Other big things that have been happening is that it's like application season and interview season for all these nursing jobs. So that's kind of been a major stressor on me lately. And when I say major, I mean major, massive, monumental, the biggest thing. It's on my mind constantly. Like, I'm like sitting there eating breakfast and I'm like, ah, God, like, when does that one application close? When does it want to open? So I've applied to like a bunch of places. I kind of know what I want to do, but I really don't. And that's also stressing me out, because I'm like, well, what if I apply to this and I, you know, sign this 2-year contract and then I don't even like it? And it's just stupid stuff. Like, all these what ifs are controlling my life, and it's really pissing me off. But yeah. But, you know, like, other than that, everything's going well. I say that. It's really not. But, yeah. So, I have to tell y'all this funny story that I was trying to keep on the DL. I was trying to keep it a secret because it's embarrassing but also frustrating. And I know people are going to not judge me, but they're going to think I'm dumb. I'm going to be like, you dumb trick. But, anyways. So, a while back when I started, I was, like, kind of still fresh at my job. And I had this check. I had worked 80 hours this pay period. And I was so proud of myself. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be big balling, yada, yada, yada. So it was after, it was like a holiday where it was happening, Labor Day maybe. So I didn't realize that they pay you early when there's a holiday. Like if your payday falls on a holiday, they pay you early. I didn't realize that. So I'm waiting around and I'm like, dang, like I still haven't gotten paid. I'm checking my bank account, all this stuff. So then finally, I kind of realize, I look back and I realize I was supposed to be paid like almost a week ago. And so I'm like, oh shit. And so I was supposed to be paid a week ago, and I'm like, okay. So I call them and I'm like freaking out, and I'm like, what is the deal? And they're like, check your pay stub and like just double check that it went to the right place. So I checked, and on the pay stub it tells the last four digits of your like your routing number or something, and mine was off by one digit. So my money was deposited. They were like, yeah, we deposited your money. It went into the wrong person's account. And so, you know, okay, there's a wrong number on the account, whatever. Two things can happen. The money will bounce. If it's not a valid account, the money will bounce right back. You know, say whatever person doesn't have account 1234. Like, 1234 doesn't exist. The money will bounce right back to the company. Well, just my freaking luck, that account was a real person's account. So our things were different by one number, and that money went into this person's account. Well, also, to my misfortune, it went into the brokest man alive's account. Homeboy saw that money. He was like, oh, he's seeing dollar signs. Took the money out of his account. He cashed it. And then he like closed his account with the bank. And so he went MIA naturally. You know, he just came into some cha-ching, some money. So he went and took it and ran. Well, I go and I'm like trying to figure out like what the F. Like, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll go to the bank and we'll get this situation. We'll get this sorted out. This happened. When was it? I was supposed to be paid August 5th for these 80 hours, right? August 5th was when I was supposed to be paid. I realized on August 9th that I hadn't been paid. I just received this money. Long story short, I just received this money 2 days ago. So September 13th, maybe, I received my money. Is that not the stupidest thing you've ever heard? And I mean, I talked to the police and they were like, this is not technically not a criminal thing. Like, the money was deposited into their account, so it's not like them stealing from you. It's not fraud. I'm like, what? I talked to the bank and they were like, oh, sorry. Like, there's nothing we can really do about it. I'm like, you bitches got insurance. I know you do. Like, just, you know, claim, you know, take this little L, claim it, and then send it to me. And I was mad at them because I was like, why did you not verify? This is a high amount of money. This is a high transaction. Why the F are y'all not verifying account numbers with names? And they're like, well, technically, you know, and you're whatever that you signed, we're not liable for that. And I'm like, you not liable my ass. You need what? Like, give me my money. So I was mad. I was harassing the man at the bank every single day. Every single time I was off work, I was in that man's office, in his face, on his phone, like everything, harassing him. So finally, and you know, it was like, the thing that was frustrating was like, they're like, oh, just hope and pray like this person calls us back and whatever. So I'm like, I'm gonna take his ass to, if I can't, if the police can't take action against him, like it's not criminal, I'll take you to civil court. I will sue your ass, and I'm gonna sue you for more than what that check was, right? I was hyped up, ready. Nope, you had to have their name and address to sue them. I didn't know who this man was. The bank is not going to give me his information because that's against their little rules. The police can't subpoena the bank to do that. So it was just like this, like, I was in limbo and I was giving up. I talked to a lawyer friend of mine and she was like, yeah, babes, you're SOL. And she was like, the only thing I can think is to sue the bank. So I was getting all my papers ready, all this stuff. I was going to take on this big institution, but I was going to have to get lawyers. And that's kind of, and this is all over like months. Like, there was months and days. Not months, sorry. There was days and weeks where I was like, oh, well, maybe this, maybe that. And, I would find a solution and then it would, like, get kicked back. And they're like, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. So finally, after I tried all the things. I did all the routes and then I had given up. And then they called and it was like, yeah, they sent the money back. And I was like, yes. But I was kind of mad because I had everything ready to sue the bank. And I would have sued them for maybe two times. I was going to sue them for what my check was worth, right? Then I was going to sue them for emotional damages. And also the fact that, okay, all this time where I'm, you know, the bank would send me, oh, go talk to the police station, go talk to this person. I was driving my sweet little, cute little candy apple car. That charging you for my gas money. I was going to charge you for the amount that it took me to sue you. Like, you know, paying these lawyers. I was going to charge them for every fucking thing. So they're lucky. They're lucky that they went ahead and paid that back, because I would have had a bag. Yeah. Anyways. So I'm really excited that that situation got handled. But it's frustrating that it happened in the beginning. And you know what the main thing is that I want to kick myself in the face? I was the one that wrote the wrong number. I was moving too fast. And it's just a whole sketch process anyways. But the way that my job didn't back me up in this whole situation was one of the reasons why I wanted to quit. But I was not about to quit before that money came in. So I put my, as soon as they say your check is here, I put my 2 weeks notice in. I said, oh, thank you so much. By the way, also, by the way, I'm putting in my formal 2 weeks notice. So your girl got paid, and I'm about to be stress free. So, well, at least in that aspect. So that's great. That's just kind of a little funny story. There's more that's been happening. I think I've accidentally ghosted a few guys in this whole time, but it's just because I have so much going on and like, I don't know. You know, I was feeling for a while, I was like, I want to be in a relationship, and I was feeling all like emotional and like lovey-dovey, and now I'm like, someone wants to have a conversation with me and I'm like, you're asking too much. You need to slow down. You need too much. So I don't know what is going on in my head, but I think it's just a sign that I need to be putting my priorities and my focus elsewhere, trying to up my level to a professional businesswoman, you know, whatever, step into this professional world as a nurse, a registered nurse, and RN. Oh my God, I'm gonna have letters behind my name. That is just, oh, it's amazing to me. I'm about to have letters behind my name. So I'm gonna stay focused, stay on the grind, and I hope everybody else is doing really well. Just put yourself first, you know, put yourself first, because you have to do all this work on yourself. And just think about it, like, if you think about it, your future self, and if you believe in God, God has already made, he's already laid out the plans for you. You just have to do the work and find the path. You know, it's already, there's already the little light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to find which path and which steps. You know, you might have setbacks, you might fall down, you might get wet, but you need to find the steps and the path that gets you to that little tunnel, or that little light at the end of the tunnel. So stay focused, stay true to yourself, stay focused, and keep grinding, you guys. I love you guys, and I promise I will have, well, I can't promise that, but I'm going to do my best and put my best effort to keep creating content for you guys that is interesting and uplifting and motivating. So this little rant was maybe a little negative, but we're ending on a positive. And CJ is almost 10 months old. He's so big, and he's, oh, just absolutely adore him, but also don't have kids. No. Okay, goodbye. Y'all have a good one. Stay blessed. See ya.